Friday, April 18th, 2025. It has been reported by Christian Solidarity International that Ruben Vardanyan, an Armenian Christian, is imprisoned in Azerbaijan and his health is declining. He used to be part of the Nagorno-Karabakh government and went on a hunger strike that lasted 3 weeks. He was arrested after Azerbaijan's invasion of Nagorno-Karabakh in September 2023 and is currently on trial for terrorism charges. Please pray for Ruben's health and for all those Armenian Christians being illegally detained in Azerbaijan. Also being reported is that there is a Christian accused of blasphemy in Pakistan. Neighbors accused Saima Al-Adida of blasphemy, claiming that she tore pages of a Quran. As a widowed mother of two, she was imprisoned for a month before being released on bail. Her children faced difficulties during her absence. Now reunited, the family is living in a safe house for their protection. We thank God that Saima is free and pray for all blasphemy victims in Pakistan's release from prison. We also note that 50 Christians killed in Nigeria. On April 13th, Muslim Fulani militants killed over 50 Christians in Nigeria's Plateau State. 7-year-old Neche Steven survived, but his father was killed and his mother was severely injured. The violence continues with no effective intervention from Nigeria's security forces. Over 2,000 people have now been displaced. This attack is part of an ongoing violence in Nigeria's Middle Belt, driven by the ruling class's aim to control the predominantly Christian region. We know at this point that it's actually over 50 Christians. It's more than 60 Christians who have been killed in this region. Please continually pray. The Western world watches growing violence against non-Muslims, mostly with indifference,